Coming up, if you're thinking about co-signing a loan, you might want to think again. That's next on Your Money Matters.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters from the newsroom in New York. I'm Jennifer Strong. A new study out this morning suggests nearly 40% of co-signers end up paying at least part of the bill. Joining us now is Matt Schultz. He's a senior industry analyst for creditcards.com. Matt, your research also suggests more than a quarter of people who co-sign a loan will end up with a lower credit score because of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad stuff that can happen when you co-sign. It's a risky proposition. And our survey found that 38% of co-signers got stuck with some or all of the bill, 28% had their credit score hurt, and about 1 in 4 said that the experience damaged their relationship with the person they co-signed for. So a lot going on there.
Perhaps that's not a surprise, given all of this, that a quarter would say the experience hurt the relationship with the person they were trying to help. It looks like more than half of these loans were used to buy a car.
Yeah, exactly. And it makes sense because, you know, a car loan is one of the most expensive purchases anybody makes. And when you consider that a lot of these co-signing loans are done on behalf of a child or stepchild, you could see the example of a parent co-signing on a kid's first car out of college, for example.
Sure. What else do we know about these loans?
Well, we've seen that auto loans accounted for about half of them, and about half of those who co-signed did it for a child or stepchild, and about 20% did it for a friend. So when you're talking about having these co-signing experiences damaging a relationship, it's not just with somebody. You're talking about damaging a relationship with a kid, and it could end up leading to some pretty awkward or tense conversations around the dinner table.
Any tips for folks who find themselves in this position?
The two best pieces of advice are to make sure that you know your cosigner very well and to be sure that you have as much visibility into the account as you possibly can. So in other words, trust but verify.
That's Matt Schultz at creditcards.com. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening to Your Money Matters. For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. You can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now you can also find us on the Google Play Music app. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong.